Pain Free is brought to you in part by a grant from the Egoscue Research Institute.
Pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Well, welcome, folks. Pain-free is the show. As always, I'm your host, Pete Egoscue. Yes, it is 2006. And what is it we do in January? We're beginning to struggle with those New Year's resolutions. Well, why do we struggle with those things so hard? And why, by the time April rolls around, have we kind of, we didn't forget about them, but we put them on the back shelf. Why do we do that? Well, what does it take? Any goal, any task, well done requires enthusiasm, doesn't it? Yeah, enthusiasm. Well, how enthusiastic can you be if it's something to do with criticizing yourself? How excited can you be to criticize yourself? So if your New Year's resolution has something to do with criticism, I'm going to stop this or do that, there can't be much energy involved in it, and that's why we fail. That's the whole key. The key to success is enthusiasm. And that all starts with liking life. All right? So accept yourself, folks. Like yourself the best, and go from there. 888-344-1170 or 800-995-8434. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
You know, I haven't made any yet.
Well, then you made one.
I'll retract that. I'd like to get rid of the pain that I have.
You know, if you didn't make a resolution, that was your resolution. Your resolution was, I'm not going to make a resolution.
I understand, yes.
So, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, gee, I started about a year and a half ago.
And this is the first time you've called?
Oh, this is the second time. I called 2 weeks ago, Pete.
You did?
Yeah, I talked with you about my carpal tunnel syndrome, I'm still waiting for the book.
Yeah, you know, I heard that yesterday. That's my fault. We had an inner office glitch.
Oh.
And your book's on the way. It got mailed out yesterday.
Okay, well, that's wonderful.
It is?
Yes. I hope so.
we had a little glitch.
Yeah.
I snuck in to the studio live on my birthday, and my staff didn't think I was going to do that.
Oh. Well, happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, well, December 24th. So anyway, did we talk about your carpal tunnel?
Yes, we did. But I also have another little problem with my, on the same hand that has the carpal tunnel syndrome, the worst, it's my thumb. It clicks a lot.
I think it's the same reason.
The same reason?
Uh-huh. I think they're the same reason. I think as what you call your carpal tunnel, as that clears up, Pat.
Yeah.
The clicking will clear up. That clicking is tendons, muscle tendons catching as you try to move your thumb around.
I see.
Because your wrist is out of position, because your elbow's out of position, because your shoulder's out of position.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember we talked about that, did we not?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said before, and now I really mean it, the book's on the way. When you get it, let's go to work, and then call me back, and let's talk about the success you've had getting your posture back where it belongs.
Fine, I'll do that.
Okay, kiddo.
Okay, thanks
sorry
a lot.
Sorry for the delay.
That's all right.
Bye-bye. 888-344 1170. Yes, I am human. Yes, we make those kinds of errors from time to time, don't we? Marilyn, Pennsylvania, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on?
Well, I'm a first-time caller, but have listened several months, and generally I'm not at a phone to be able to call, so I'm very thrilled to get through this morning.
Me too.
I've been suffering with a pain on the left side of my neck that shoots into my shoulder, and I'm not someone that wants to take any medication.
Good for you. Is the pain there right this minute?
It tenses up, and it doesn't go down my arm, but I can feel it when I'm tense.
Is it there this minute?
Yes.
All right. Are you at home?
Yes, I am.
Are you sitting in a chair?
I happen to be, yes.
Good. Is it a soft chair or a hard chair?
It's a soft chair.
Okay, we're going to go to a break in a few minutes here, Marilyn, but you're going to hang on, and we're going to come back to you after the break. And I'm going to tell you quickly what to do while we're in break.
Okay.
You're going to put a pillow between your knees, and you're going to get your feet pointed straight ahead, and you're going to put an arch in your lower back.
Okay.
By tipping your belly button down towards the floor. I want you to use your hips to put the arch there.
Okay.
And then I want you to squeeze and release that pillow 4 times 20 repetitions. Okay?
Got it.
And when you do this, you're going to find your stomach wants to do it. Don't let your stomach do it, okay? And then you hang on and we'll be back.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Folks, the greatest rock and roll group of all time. We'll be right back.
Get your fix with Pete Egoscue on Pain Free Radio.
I have been in pain with my back since my middle teen years, and I am a student of your clinic.
So what advice would you give those folks out there that are listening?
Go to the clinic, go to the website, call the 800 number, get a menu, and do it.
Hello, Pastor Pete. I spent all day yesterday in bed reading your book, Pain Free, from cover to cover. You have such insight, and I could just connect with it. And I appreciate your program, and I've told different people about your program, and they like your sense of humor, and you're very upbeat, and it's a joy to listen to you.
To begin living a pain-free life, you must first believe you can fix it, and Egoscue can help. Listen to Pain Free every Saturday morning or call the Egoscue Clinic, 800-995-8434, 800-995-8434. Start living pain-free today.
We do what we do, right? And we should do it with enthusiasm. That's what this world's all about, enthusiasm. It's time for super effort. So what do we sacrifice because there's never enough time? Well, we sacrifice something that we think we can make up and catch up later. Sleep. You can't sacrifice your sleep. You can't go on fill in the blank hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. You can't do that. You're not good to yourself. You're going to get sick. You're going to come down with something. You're not going to be happy. You're not going to be present. So however you figure out your utilization of time, folks, please don't neglect your sleep. 8, 9, 10 hours. I'm serious. It will pay such tremendous dividends.
Carly, North Carolina, how are you?
Hello.
What's going on?
Well, I'm calling because I injured my left knee about 5 weeks ago.
Doing what?
I was jumping down from a fence, and I landed unexpectedly in some mud.
You were jump a fence? You're getting away from the cops? What was going on?
Well, I was trespassing. No, I was out for a hike with a friend of mine.
Yeah, you were trespassing, that's right. And you were worried about getting shot.
To the other side, so, you know.
So what have you tried to do about your knee pain?
Well, about 2 weeks after the injury, I found your book, and I've been
Which book?
Pain Free.
What have you been doing?
I've been doing the knee exercises for externally rotated knees.
And what's happened?
And it is slowly getting better.
All right.
I have also been doing the hip exercises.
How come? You're an overachiever?
A little bit. But well, I noticed when I'm out hiking that I do feel some pain in my right hip.
So your question is?
My question is, I'm going to be dancing all weekend, next weekend, and I still have pain when I try to squat or kneel.
Where are we going dancing?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
A wedding or something?
No, it's a dance weekend.
A dance weekend?
It's a dance weekend where a bunch of people get together at a summer camp and dance all weekend long and have a good time.
Cut it out.
So, yes.
All right, here's what I want you to do. You know that it's the position of the knee that's the reason that it hurts.
Yes.
So what I want you to do is take those knee exercises.
Yes.
And split them up.
Uh-huh.
And use half of them as a pre.
Half of them as a what?
As a warm-up.
Okay.
And then come back. And when you're all done, and use the other half as a cool down.
Okay.
And you'll cruise right through the weekend.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Call me back.
Terrific. Well,
I'm fired up to learn what happened on the dance weekend.
What?
See ya.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dance weekend. That sounds really cool.
Join the pain-free movement. Listen Saturday mornings to Pain Free with Pete Egoscue. Learn how you can begin living a pain-free life. Start today. Call 1-800-995-8434.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Welcome back. When we left, we were giving Marilyn out there in Pennsylvania some weird things to do. So, hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
You did it, didn't you?
I did do it. Felt a little strange.
Uh-huh.
But I actually, my neck feels loose. I can feel my hips, though. Is that where it's coming from?
Well, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. It's strange. I could feel, you feel the tension down there, but I felt my shoulders relaxing.
Exactly. Now look, Marilyn, this is not rocket science. You've known this all of your life. You look in the mirror every single day and you see the foot bone connected to the ankle bone and the ankle bone to the shin bone and the shin bone to the knee bone and right up to the top of your head. The body is a unit. So, the success that you've had in releasing the tension in your neck is because we did something to remind your body that it is a unit and it works that way. So to solve this problem, we've got to get your mind off of the symptom and on to the whole structure. All right?
I understand.
That's what we've got to do.
So you don't focus on that?
No, you don't, because that's just the symptom. That's the body's voice.
Oh.
So I'm going to send you some help. Can I do that?
I would love that.
Okay, I'm going to send you pain-free, and when you get it,
yes.
start doing the exercises for neck pain. You'll notice that it treats the whole body.
Okay.
And this problem will be history.
Oh, I hope so.
What are you going to do for fun today?
Well, I'm going to a fabulous wedding.
What
so
makes
hopefully
it
I'll be dancing.
Well, of course you will. What makes it fabulous?
Oh, just great friends and a beautiful place and a beautiful day. So
isn't
a nice way to
cool?
start the year.
It
but
is
I'll also
a nice
feel
way.
Better because my shoulders aren't all tense.
That's correct. And if they get tense at the wedding,
yes.
What you do is nobody will know. This is our little secret, okay?
Just do my exercise.
No, you just sit there and put your knees together.
Okay.
And put your feet out and just squeeze your knees together by arching your hips again, and it'll take the tension right out.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right.
Thank
That's
you.
Your little tool. We won't tell anybody.
No.
Call me back.
You. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All right. Patrick, Arkansas, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
What's going on, man?
I'm a truck driver, so I'm always driving and always pain in the upper shoulder, back in that area.
How long you been listening?
Years ago, because I went bouncing down the highway like a rag doll.
That's what trucks used to do in the old days, right?
No, this was off a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. Is it one shoulder or both?
It's pretty much right in the center, across both of them. But usually it's the left side the worst.
And is it there now?
Yes.
Did you do what Marilyn did? Did you do what I asked Marilyn to do while you were on hold?
No, I didn't. I started to just a little bit, but I need to do it while I'm sitting still.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're driving right now. Just take your hips and arch them. Take your belly button and just point it down towards the floor of the cab, okay?
Okay.
Put an arch in your lower back. So I want tension in your lower back.
Okay.
All right. You got it?
Yes.
Now notice that as the tension increases in the lower back, it feels better in your mid back.
Kind of the upper lower back, it relieved it.
Yes, exactly. So we've got the same problem here, Patrick. We've got the body as a unit. I'm going to send you some help. It's pain-free. When you get it, start doing the exercises for back pain.
Okay.
Okay, and then take them in order now. Don't leave anything out. And you'll notice that the very first time you do these things, you'll start feeling better. What's happening here is that those muscles that are causing you to feel that distress, they're actually doing the work for the muscles of your hip. So we've got to get your body back underneath you. And once that happens, the tension will leave that part of your back and you won't have a problem anymore.
Okay. What would cause numbness on my right hand and my two little finger and the one next to it all the time?
Nerve impingement. Nerves being pinched, and they're being pinched because your shoulder is out of position. Your shoulder's forward. So it's that same problem. As the thoracic back gets tight, your shoulder girdle comes forward, your head comes forward, your posture becomes compromised to the front. That'll all go away. We've got to open those neural pathways back up.
Okay, because ever since the accident, they've been numb like that. That's 20 years.
Are they numb right now?
Uh-huh. It's just a slight numbness, not bad, but just slightly.
Well, squeeze your shoulder blades together in the back.
So, push my chest outwards, right?
Yeah, and pull your shoulders back and down. Not up towards your ears, but back and down.
Okay. Now my back doesn't want to cramp.
Yeah, let it cramp. It's a good thing. But remember, it won't cramp if you put an arch in your lower back.
Okay.
Now hold it there and notice what starts to happen in your right hand.
I can feel a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference, and that's that impingement. We're talking about that impingement. So there's nothing wrong, Patrick. It's just your posture, and you can fix it quickly.
Okay.
Am I making sense here?
Oh, yes.
All right, my man. Well, the book's on the way. Call me back after a couple weeks after doing the stuff and let us know how you're doing.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Well, tell your fellow truckers about the show. XM is a good thing, man.
Definitely love it. Thank you.
All right. All right, buddy. Be safe out there. Bye-bye.
Do my best.
888-344-1170. I know. 800-995-8434. There's some good Augustine folks there right now that'll talk to you. So if you can't get through on speed dial, call that 800 number. 800-995-8434. Let's go to Ohio and talk to Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi there. How are you, sir?
Call me Pete. Where are you in Ohio?
Pete, I'm in Solon, southeast of Cleveland.
Is it cold
Chagrin
today?
Falls. It's about 3 inches on the ground, only 26. You know what? And I lived in Florida for 6 years and Arizona for 7, and I'm dying to go back to either one of them, but I'm stuck. I'm afraid, from what I've listened, I've only heard your show twice.
Uh-huh.
I got on as the last caller, but got dropped because, commercials or whatever, three or four weeks ago. And then
you're back now. What's up?
Well, here's what's happened. I'm afraid I'm a 48-year-old lost cause. And most doctors tell me that, and it's very disheartening. So you are my savior for the new year, possibly. I was involved in a major car accident in 1983. I'm 48, so I've been in chronic pain for 23 years. And on opioids and all that, finally I'm off of that, but I have had the accident gave me illegal plates and screws at L5-S1 as my disc exploded in 1990. Bad recovery from that. 6 months later, out of the cast, my first day driving, pick up my wife, and I got T-boned through three lanes of traffic.
Are you at home right now?
I'm at home right now.
While we're chatting, stand up.
I was going to say, I've got my knees up and three pillows. And
Stand up.
Okay. Not to mention...
Breathe.
Two stimulators. You're familiar with spinal cord stimulators?
I am.
Had them replaced four times. My battery's dying now, and I...
Don't despair.
The last thing they just did was put the morphine pump in me, and now all I have is muscle spasms because morphine does nothing for my muscle and he won't give me a coma.
You're up on your feet, right?
Yes, sir, I am. Sorry.
Okay, now I want you to put your heels together.
Heels together. Straight.
So they touch, okay. And I want your toes, left toe at 10 o'clock, right toe at 2 o'clock.
Gotcha.
Like and relax your stomach. Exactly. Relax your relax your stomach.
And I lost 40 pounds. That helped.
Relax your stomach, but tighten up your knees. Relax your stomach.
Boy, that's hard to do. Okay.
Now relax your shoulders.
Okay, that's helping. That makes my stomach easier.
Now, I want you to stand this way until I get back from a break. Don't come out of it.
Okay?
Thank you. And I'll be right back. Scott, you hang on. Folks, Rolling Stones, we'll be right back.